Hello and welcome to part one of our podcast, IBM Pulse 2008, a can't-miss event. I'm Bob Pickard of IBM Tivoli Marketing. IBM Pulse is set for May 18th through 22nd, 2008 in Orlando, Florida, and it's being described as the premier service management event of the year. To find out why, we're speaking today with Al Zoller, General Manager, IBM Tivoli Software, Bill Sawyer, Vice President, Maximo and Hosting Operations, IBM Tivoli, and Kieran Moynihan, Vice President and Chief Technology Officer, Telecommunications for IBM Tivoli. Welcome, gentlemen. Let's start off with you, Al. As we said, Pulse is being called the premier service management event of 2008. Well, then, what makes it number one?
Well, Bob, there are really a lot of things that make it the premier event. Let's start with a little bit of background. We are combining three successful events into a single global mega event. The events that we're combining are the Tivoli Technical User Conference, Maximo World, and the NetCool Symposium. We'll take these individual events and really expand upon it. The result of that is that we expect over 4,000 attendees from our customers and business partners to make up what will be really a mega event. Our guest speakers are real movers and shakers. Lance Armstrong, seven-time champion of the Tour de France. And John Wood, a former Microsoft executive who left that company to start a global foundation to promote literacy among children. And, of course, we'll have a little bit of fun. We'll have Pulse Palooza, an evening of entertainment with Hootie and the Blowfish. These guys have sold over 25 million records worldwide. These are all things that are definitely worthy of a mega event, but we'll also make sure that we focus on keeping it intimate so that the real value of the event, which is the access to our gurus, our experts from our development labs and our lab services teams, can really help our customers and business partners understand how to use our capabilities better. So there'll be things like hands-on technical instruction in labs, free certification tests, birds of a feather sessions on, you know, technical topics that are of interest to our customers, Maximo product campgrounds. We'll have over 130 customer speakers who will be sharing their experiences with our products. You know, when someone asks me why we're blending these three events into one global conference, it's really two main reasons. First off, it's a powerful demonstration of IBM's commitment to service and asset management, and to our valued customers and partners. Secondly, it's a testament to the convergence that's taking place in our industry, how this notion of industrializing operations is really being applied to many different business scenarios based on the capabilities we're providing. You know, being part of a larger event also gives our customers access to, again, other visionary leaders and thinkers from other organizations, including IBM, of course, but as well as our ecosystem, as well as, again, other customers. And this is going to cross a number of different organizational types, whether it's traditional IT service providers or plant managers who are focused on things like enterprise asset management. At Pulse, you'll be exposed to a wealth of individuals who truly know what's happening today in service and asset management, and that's really why we created this event.
You know, it seems like every week there's a new feature or a new attraction being added to Pulse. Bill, what are some of your favorite aspects of this event?
Yeah, Bob, I like the richness and diversity of the curriculum. There's absolutely something for everybody in the converging field of service management. We've got six main tracks: enterprise asset management, which is certainly my favorite, plus service assurance for communication service providers, service availability and performance management, service delivery and process automation, security, risk management, and compliance, and finally, storage management. Plus, we have an executive forum for each of those tracks, and another 16 subtracks covering key topics in service management, asset management, and network operations like enterprise asset management for facilities, service and network performance management, and identity, information, and application security management. So add it all up. We have literally hundreds of focus sessions available among all those tracks and subtracks. On top of that, there are keynotes and presentations by IBM executives and industry leaders and visionaries. All in all, Pulse provides the one and only opportunity to take in the current state of service and asset management from an industry-wide perspective, get a close-up view of strategic direction and product roadmap of the leading provider of service and asset management solutions, IBM, and focus in on key topics and solutions for specific areas of service management that matter most to you and your organization.
Hey, Bill, I'd like to just add to your comments there. I think that for those organizations that are really understanding what in the IT side of the house, what their operations need to look like in the future, we'll talk more about the new enterprise data center that IBM has recently announced. We'll talk more about how you can use all of our technologies across Maximo and Tivoli to really deal with the green issues associated with businesses, carbon credits, all these kinds of things. So, again, it's really exciting content that is relevant to a lot of our different segments of our audience.
Kieran, how about you? What do you find most impressive about IBM Pulse 2008?
Well, Bob, when you look at the curriculum, is incredibly impressive. And obviously with Lance Armstrong and Hootie and the Blowfish are very big news. I think they'll be great. But I'm really excited about some of the other unique and incredibly useful offerings at Pulse. I mean, you want to talk to experts, Pulse has the Guru Galaxy. And we've had thousands of our engineers apply to be able to showcase their talents and support the Pulse event. And at Pulse, we will have over 350 of IBM's brightest technical stars available for demos, Q&As, and even one-on-ones. And people will be very anxious to hear the experiences and lessons learned and secrets of success from professionals just like them. And we have over 130 customers signed up as speakers who will share what they've learned on the front lines of technology and business with you, and we believe that will be extremely helpful. And you would like product demos. I think people will really be impressed by what Pulse has lined up in terms of Pulse Now 2008 will have a bigger than ever expo center with more IBM and business partner exhibitions than the event it's replacing. We will have over 60 incredibly valuable product demos featuring the best of our service management portfolio. And particularly for our business partners who want to increase their competitive advantage, really mark May 18th on your calendar. That's the Business Partner Summit, an exclusive full day held with Pulse, where our business partners will have opportunities to learn about the latest Tivoli technology and solutions, build up their technical skill levels using the deployment certification model, and importantly, tap into the significant Tivoli marketing and sales resources.
Thank you, Kieran, Bill, and Al. You make a convincing case for why Pulse really will be the premier service management event of 2008. Be sure to catch part two of our interview with Al, Bill, and Kieran when they answer the question, who will be kicking themselves if they miss IBM Pulse 2008? And to learn the latest and to register for the event, please visit ibm.com/Tivoli, and you'll see the link to the Pulse page right there. Thank you for listening, and see you at IBM Pulse 2008.